It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not sure if you got to listen to Mad Dog Russo on with the Monin Boys today. I'm going to shock. Did you get a chance to listen to him?
I missed. I caught a little bit of it. It was in between where I was dropping my son off at daycare this morning. So I didn't get a chance.
I think you're probably okay with that, because I think this incensed some Guardians fans who the morning after clinching. And by the way, the Morning Boys did a great job. Mad Dog always brings the energy. It was a great interview. But this line about the Guardians and maybe a comparison to the Yankees certainly upsets some Guardians fans.
Guardians have had a great year, playing with house money, great bullpen, plus A. I get all that, but I do feel that the Guardians are a little bit more of a regular season team than they are a postseason team, because I don't know if they have anybody that can dominate a short series. Soto can dominate a short series. Stanton can dominate a short series. Judge can dominate a short series. And Cole pitching twice can dominate a short series. That's four guys. I don't think the Guardians, Class A is only pitching one inning. I don't know if the Guardians can do that from that standpoint. That's why I make the Yankees the favorite.
I'm very surprised that a guy who did New York radio for 30 years thinks that the Yankees are better positioned to be a World Series contender this year.
With his perfectly coiffed hair and his New York attitude and...
Where are you going with this?
Do you not remember, what's his name, did the... Who was the guy...
Where are you going with that, Hoss? Are you Googling it on
air? Yes, because I'm so mad at myself that I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name.
What's his nuggets?
Yeah, it's old What's his nuggets, yeah. Well, here's the thing. While we wait for Spencer to load the information he's looking for and the reference he's looking for.
Joey Votto.
There we go.
You don't remember the video Joey Votto did where he called out Mad Dog for he went on this whole rant? It was hilarious. It was like literally earlier this year, because he announced he was not coming back to baseball.
It was so great.
No, it was funny.
Really, really funny. Can you give us a synopsis?
I don't remember the entire thing, but he mentioned his perfectly coiffed hair, and that's why I went there.
So we're teasing Mad Dog Russo a little bit here.
I just thought you were going to pick up on the bit. I thought you would have remembered the video, and you would have been like, oh, yeah, and it all would have connected, and it didn't work.
Dude,
so.
I can't remember 3 days ago, and you're asking a bit for Mad Dog Russo from 4 months ago.
You apparently remembered that I had a take that I didn't have. So.
See? We've established my memory is bumpkiss at this point. So here's the thing. One, he's dead ass wrong. Did he say Stanton? Did he say
what has Giancarlo Stanton done this year?
I mean, no, he can take over a series hitting .220 with a .750 OPS.
Maybe
ooh,
like 3 years ago.
Look at this guy. Yeah. So maybe wrong on that. Also, Jose Ramirez, the bullpen, Stephen Kwan. And again, I did just say a contact hitter could take over a series, but Stephen Kwan has done that certainly in the regular season as well. So I just disagree from that standpoint.
So I do the Yankees have an advantage going to the playoffs because they are like your typical what you see have success in the postseason team. They have a solid top end of the rotation. They have a good bullpen, top 10. It's not quite the Guardians, but it is top 10 in baseball, and those things matter the most. And then what else do we know about playoff baseball teams? They have to hit home runs, and they obviously have that in the power bats that they have in that lineup. So I understand where he's coming from the standpoint of stereotypically. That's what you look at and you say, okay, they are a team that can have success that time of year. I don't think that means the Guardians can't have success this time of year, though. And I think the Guardians have shown over the years that they can win in different ways. I mean, they took the Yankees to the brink 2 years ago in the ALDS, winning with sort of this contact style, get on base, and we're not going to necessarily clobber the ball, but we're going to find ways to win, and they obviously fell short in finishing off that series, but it gave New York fans a little bit of a tense couple of days as they kind of waited it out to see how that thing was going to go. So, yeah, I think that's very viable for them. And I also think, the other thing he brings up with, well, Emmanuel Clase only tosses one inning and whatever. He's forgetting that, their bullpen as a whole is historically good.
Like they've got four guys that give you high leverage minutes. Yeah.
We've been talking about that all year. Like, does it help to have a guy that can eat up, you know, 6 to 7 innings as a starter? Of course. And if the Guardians have that, we'd be feeling even better about their chances in the playoffs. But not having that doesn't necessarily mean it's a kiss of death for them, because they can get a guy that goes 5 innings, like a Ben Lively, and then pass it off to that bullpen and know, like, okay, we have 4 innings to churn through here, and we have there's a really good chance that we can get this done with this group. The other thing too, Nick, the schedule favors a team like Cleveland in the playoffs because there's more days off in between. So as we've said,
more days off.
That is what we want for this Guardians team in theory, because the go-to thing for the Guardians has been, well, hey, is the bullpen going to hold up throughout the rest of the season? They've been overworked, all these different things. That doesn't matter as much in the playoffs, where they're getting more days to recover and kind of get back into the swing of things in between each and every single game.
Can I also just say here real quick, theoretically, Chris Russo's right.
You looked up at the screen, by the way,
somebody just got banged up going to the second base.
Like Shohei Ohtani just hit like a fourth home run in the same game yesterday.
It's pretty gruesome. But here's the problem. The Yankees haven't done it for a decade. The Yankees have had the teams that are better prepared for winning a championship, and they haven't done it. The thing that hasn't held them back isn't, well, but the rotation. It isn't just, well, but the bullpen. Oh, well, but the injury. Like, no, or that the lineup. No, it quite frankly is they haven't had the right chemistry. And they got Soto this year. They didn't have him 2 years ago. It's a little rich to say, well, they got everything you need when they haven't had the chemistry.
Well, and also I'll say this. The other thing people are going to use against the Guardians is like, well, first-year manager, he's not going to know. What has Aaron Boone proven in the playoffs that makes you think like he somehow is like worlds better than Stephen Vogt as a manager in the postseason?
That he can lose to the Houston Astros no matter who their manager is.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.